Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Stephen Price from USU Extension. We're talking about a pretty exciting event to help kick off the new year. It's going to be USU's Beef Field Day coming up on January 9th. Steve, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Beef Field Day is something that I never thought I would see a flyer for, but living in a rural area, it's something that we should probably expect. But for people who might not be familiar with the concept, what is Beef Field Day?
Yeah, so for actually many, many years, USU Extension has held a kind of statewide beef workshop, and that's mostly been in Logan. Last year, it traveled down to Richfield, and this year, we really wanted to be able to reach more cattlemen, so we're hosting five different workshops. So our Southeast Regional Workshop will be here in Price, and we're just talking about best management practices and different topics to help cattlemen.
And you know, right now, you and I were talking about this beforehand, but it's a very important time to have an event like this with how volatile the beef and cattle market is right now. This is going to be a great opportunity for local cattlemen to come out and learn what's going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really like seeing the high cattle prices right now. That's good on the rancher side of things. But even though we're expecting those numbers to stick around a little bit, you know, your bottom line is always the cost and benefit across the long term. So we're just talking about different things that you can do to help your herd.
Now, registration is going to cost $20 for everyday men, $10 for students, but lunch is provided with registration. What kind of topics are you guys going to run through at USU's Beef Field Day?
So we are going to start off with marketing and outlook. So talking a little bit about those different factors, imports, cattle price, maybe even some of our weather-related effects that can cause market fluctuation. So we'll be talking about that, and something that's probably on people's minds, or always is on our minds, is preparing for and dealing with drought. So ways that you can do some different things with your cattle herd to get through drought times, which I'm not saying we are going to have one, but the next drought's always around the corner. And then to wrap up the afternoon, we'll have some talks about nutrition, supplementation, and reproductive efficiency.
Now, you hit it right on the head. It's always good to be prepared for droughts, especially when you never really know when the next one's going to hit. Could be right around the corner, could be a few years from now. It's always good to stay ahead of the curve in terms of that. Now, as you look at the topics that you're covering throughout Beef Field Day, are there any that stick out your minds particularly interesting to you personally?
I mean, I am mostly involved in plants, so when it comes to range management, you know, I really do think about how drought cycles and recovery on range affects local producers as well as natural resources. So I really like hearing about range management topics myself.
Yeah, it all kind of goes hand in hand. That's what's cool about the world of agriculture. All of it really plays into each other, and that's what makes it so interesting to learn about. So for people who are interested in attending Beef Field Day, what's the best way for them to go about registering for this?
So we do have a link on Eventbrite that you can go and sign up, or you can also call your local county extension office, and they can help you sign up too.
And, you know, I was hesitant at first about Eventbrite, but having used it so much, that's one of the most convenient services out there. All in one, keeps all your registration in the same place, gives you nice calendar links. It's so useful to use.
Yeah, it's really really nice for the user to be able to sign up in one place and be able to find stuff on there as well.
Now, another thing we wanted to quickly preview kind of to help tie things up here, a bit of a change coming this year, but you guys are hosting your agriculture programs fair. That's coming up in February, so a bit farther out, but what's this going to entail?
Yeah, so on February 18th, we'll have our agriculture programs fair. So this is a little bit different take than our traditional crop school that we host annually. So in this case, we're actually going to invite different services as well as program managers to have some tables there, have some booths so you can come, get dinner, and also just learn about different programs, different options out there, as we bring people from, trying to bring people from across the region to actually come and let people know what they do.
Now that's going to be exciting. One again, save the date, Wednesday, February 18th. Going to be the Agriculture Programs Fair. Now, Stephen, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave the listeners off with?
No, just join us and we'll feed you and hopefully give you a little bit of education as well.
Well, Steve, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Stephen Price, and we're talking about USU Extension's upcoming Beef Field Day. That's going to be on Friday, January 9th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. $20 registration with $10 registration for students. Lunch will be provided. You can sign up over on Eventbrite. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.